All right, guys. Parshas Truma. It's almost at this point, I think it's very well known. You probably have heard the idea, but it's something which I believe needs to be strengthened and constantly thought about. And so I'm willing to say it, even if you guys have heard all that. I'm not going to say necessarily any chiddush that you haven't heard before, but it's something which I think really is important to just chazik ourselves in. Very famously, the pasuk says, "Vasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham," which is weird because it is in. What's weird about it? What's weird about it? What? Okay, so why is it weird? What's weird about the pasuk? Why? Oh, because there's mikdash. Okay, that's also a very interesting question, yeah. And what's weird about this pasuk? Asudi mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. Hebrew, guys, Hebrew. In them, as opposed to in it, right? Make for me a mikdash, and I shall dwell in it. It should have said in it. But it doesn't say in it. It says in them, right? So the fact that it's plural is strange. So the truth is that there are other mafarshim in the Pashtanim that say that it's talking about Bais Rishon or Bais Sheni. Okay, so Rav Chaim Paltiel says that the Bitocham is referring to the two Batei Mikdash, Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. Okay, and there's other Pashtanim as well, but many, many of the mafarshim explain, from what I have over here, is at least the Malbim and Rav Hirsch, and there's other ones as well, that they explain that it doesn't mean the Mikdash itself. It means in Bnei Yisrael. B'tocham means every individual member of Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's in pluricals. It's every single person. So, still, you need to get shot in the pasuk. All right, so, okay, that's a very famous board. I'm sure you guys have all heard of it, right? That Hashem dwells in us. It's not dwelling in the Mishkan, he's dwelling in us. Right? So you guys have heard that. So I'll say, I'm going to add a few words to this because it's not, you still have to explain Pshat in the puzzle. What does it mean? Basuli mekidash v'shechanti b'tocham. So what does that mean? So make for me a mikdash and I will dwell in Bnei Yisrael? It's still disjointed. The puzzle is still disjointed. What was the connection between the Reish and the Seifa, right? So in this regard, I'm going to say two different ideas, but they're both, essentially, it's going to come down to the same thing for us. But Lemaisa, two ways to understand the puzzle. So one thing is that the puzzle is telling us, Asuli Mikdash, make for me a Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan in this case, a Mishkan, and then, because of the Mishkan, I will dwell in every individual of Klal Yisrael. So, well, what's the connection? Well, what's the why? Why should that be Shaykh? So, Rav Chaim Vilajin explains in Nefesh HaChaim. Rav Chaim Vilajin was a Talmud of the Gra, maybe the Talmud of the Gra, and he explains in the Nefesh HaChaim, which is a sefer that he wrote, which is a very, very important sefer. It's probably like the most hashkafic, most authoritative hashkafic work in for our times today, I would say. And he writes there that the entire idea of a Mishkan and a Mikdash was just as a mashal. It was only for a mashal. Hashem doesn't want a Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't want a Mishkan. It's not interesting in that. The only thing Hashem really wants is to dwell in you. To dwell inside of you, Yehuda Rachmanim. You. That's what Hashem wants. He doesn't want a building of stone and wood. He doesn't care about that. He cares about being in your heart. Being in your heart, that's what Hashem cares. That's what Hashem wants. Okay, the famous song, Bavavi Mishkan Evne. Okay, that's this pasuk. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to build him a Mishkan in your heart, where he can be in your heart. Very famously, the Kutzko Rebbe asked his Talmidim, where is Hashem found? And they gave him different answers. And what did he answer them? What did he tell them? Hashem is found wherever you let him in. Wherever you let him in. We don't let Hashem in. We go about our day. We don't think about Hashem. We go, even when we're learning Torah and we're davening, we don't think about Hashem really. We don't really think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is wherever you let him in. Wherever you let Hashem in, that's where Hashem will be. And that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants, it says in the Gemara, or it's in the Chazal, I'm not sure if it's in the Gemara, but it says that Hashem was chafetz dira betachtonim. Hashem's desire, kiviyachol, Hashem's desire, his desire is to have a dwelling place among the tachtonim. It doesn't mean a Beis HaMikdash, it means in you. And the Nevi'im Shechaim writes that the whole concept of a Mishkan and a Beis HaMikdash was only as a mashal that we should learn, that we should see that Hashem's Shechina is found in a physical structure. And learn from that that if Hashem can put his Shekhinah in a physical structure, he can put his Shekhinah also inside of me. And that's what really what Hashem wants. We're supposed to use the Beis HaMikdash as a mashal for ourselves. See that said Shekhinah in that physical thing, and then say, okay, if that can happen with bricks and stones and mortar, it can happen with me. It can happen in my heart of flesh. Just let Hashem in. Just let Hashem in. That's all Hashem wants. Let Hashem in. So Asuli Mikdash, make for me a Mishkan, make for me a Mishkan, Mishachanti Batocham, and then Bnei Yisrael will see that, they'll see the Mishkan, they'll understand that my Shekhinah can be even in a physical object, and then they will make room in their hearts for me to be in them, and I will be in them. That's one way to understand it. The other way to understand it is the Torah is telling us here, Bamis, a different thing. It's not telling us to make a Mishkan. And that pasuk, and this pasuk is not telling us to make a Mishkan. And this pasuk is telling us, Asuli Mikdash means make yourself into a Mikdash. The command is to us to make ourselves into a Beis HaMikdash. Every individual, make yourself into a place of holiness. Make yourself, sanctify yourself. Make yourself holy. Dedicate yourself. What does it mean to be holy? Dedicate yourself to Hashem. It means take yourself and make yourself holy to Hashem. That's what it means. And it's an injunction. It's not just, I will dwell amongst you. Make a Mason Mikdash, and then I'll make. No, it's telling you, make that Mikdash in yourself. Make that Mishkan in yourself. And that's what we say in this pasuk, in that famous song. But it's not a pasuk. Bilvavi Mishkan Emne. In my heart, I will build a Mishkan. Right? Ladar Kvodo. To glorify his honor. Uba Mishkan Mizbeach Asim. And in the Mikdash, in that Mishkan that I'm going to make in my heart, I'm going to put a Mizbeach. There's going to be a Mizbeach. One Mizbeach. You can't have a Mishkan without a Mizbeach, right? Well, what are you going to be sacrificing? How are you going to get the goat inside your heart, right? What are you going to do there? What kind of sacrifice are you going to do there? The sacrifices that you sacrifice in the Mizbeach in your heart are all those things that you want to do, but you say, I'm not going to do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do them. That's your sacrifice. That's the korban that you're being makriv. Every time that we have something we want to do, something we want to, I don't know, we want to talk to our chavrusas about psychology instead of learning. We want to go get a coffee instead of steiging. We want to be mean to our roommates because he was mean to us. We want to be stingy with our money because we earned it. We worked hard. We earned it. We don't have to give it to charity. We woke up on the wrong side of the bed, so we want to be grumpy. We want to frown at our roommate instead of smile. A million and one examples. Every day, every single day, we have a million and one things that we do. And we say to ourselves, no, that's going to be my korban. I'm going to take that grumpiness that I want to be grumpy right now, and I'm going to sacrifice that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to sacrifice it to Hashem. And I'm going to smile at my roommate. I'm going to be cheerful. I'm going to choose to be cheerful. Why? Because I'm going to bring a korban to Hashem. I'm sacrificing that. In the end, you're going to gain more in that example for sure. Right? But anything, anytime, I have desires that I want to do, I'm going to take those desires and I sacrifice it. That's going to be my sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's going to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's going to make me a mikdash. That's going to make me holy. And I'm going to make me into a place that my physical body could be a place where the Shekhinah is dwelling. To be a place where the Shekhinah is dwelling. That's what it says about the Avos. The Avos were Merkava Shekhinah. The Avos were a chariot for the Shekhinah. It means that the Shekhinah was riding them, literally riding them. Because that's what they did. They sanctified themselves to the point where Hashem's presence, you could feel it inside. You would meet Avraham Avinu, you'd feel the Shekhinah. It'd be like going into the Beis HaMikdash. You'd feel Hashem's presence. We can all do that to our level. Maybe not all the time. Maybe not in the same way, but in our level, in the amount of times that we can do it, we can make ourselves into a makom Shekhinah. And essentially, that's the whole main goal of why we're here. The main goal of why we're here is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get the ultimate pleasure that comes with that, which essentially means that I'm bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into myself. I'm sanctifying myself, make myself into a holy thing, a place where the Shekhinah can dwell. And B'zor Hashem, we'll be zocheh, if we do so, we'll be zocheh to live life in which we lived. Have a great Shabbos. Shabbat.